Don't let overthinking keep you from living your best life. What's up, everybody? This is Terrence Lee, aka The Introvert Leader. Welcome to The Introvert Experience. And I've spoken a little bit in the past about overthinking and what it means and ways that we can combat that as introverts if that's something that we struggle through. I want to talk a little bit about that today because I know that there are some of us out there, you might be listening to this, and you might find yourself at times thinking too much about situations or procrastinating or thinking of all these different scenarios that are keeping you from doing certain things that you want to do. So I wanted to get into that a little bit, talk about some strategies, and also talk about how we can win and defeat overthinking if it's slowing us down. So first of all, I just wanted to remind everybody to go out and get your copy of my new book, The Calm Effect: 5 Keys for Introverts to Succeed Without Stress and Lead with Poise. So that is now available on my website, terrencelee.com, in paperback and ebook. I love some of the feedback that I've been getting so far, some of the just pictures people have been sending with their books and the comments. And so I would love for you to check it out and give me your feedback. And I think it's a really good segue into what we're going to talk about on the episode today in terms of overthinking and how we can lower our levels of stress and the ways that we can overthink about things. So really quick, I wanna share a quick story, and it's been a tough week. I'm gonna be honest. I like to be transparent on this show. I like to be transparent in my content with what I record. And so I lost a good friend of mine last week. A friend of mine from college. Ironically, 3 years ago when I wrote my first book, Quiet Voice, Fearless Leader, I spoke about one of my best friends, KB, and how he had passed away a few years ago, right around the time that I was going to release the book. And here just last week, a week after my release of The Calm Effect, I got news that one of my best friends out of Houston had suddenly passed away. My other friend in Houston, you know, he sent a text message to a group of us and let us know what happened. So when I was in college, we had this group of us, and, you know, we were known as the Texas boys because we were all from different parts of Texas. I went to Florida A&M, so I was from the Dallas area. I had friends from Houston, friends from outside of Austin, and just different areas. And so we used to all hang out. And my friend that just passed, he was one of those guys. So, you know, KB that passed a few years ago, and now my boy James just passed away last week. And so it hit really hard. I still haven't quite processed it. I'll be heading to the funeral here in a few days. But one thing that it reminds me of is that so many times in life, we just assume that we have tomorrow. I know that I make that mistake. I make that mistake sometimes. I just assume I have tomorrow. There are things that I want to get done on my to-do list. There are people I want to connect with, conversations that I want to have with people that I love, and I'll just push it off. I won't do it in that moment. And I need to stop doing that. I really need to stop doing that. And I wonder if someone listening to this, if you find yourself doing that sometimes. How often do you say, well, I'll call that person next week? Or, well, I'll get up with this friend of mine another time. I just don't feel like doing it right now. Or, well, I got this goal or this thing that I want to do. I'll just do it next year. Or I'll do it next month, right? And we continually do that. And sometimes it's because we're just thinking too much. We're in our own heads. We're saying to ourselves, well, I could reach out to this person, but if I reach out to this person, I got this other thing going on, and I don't want to be distracted from this, distracted from that. And like, there's all these different things we can think about, when sometimes the best thing to do is to just call that person, to just talk to them, right? Or if there's something that you want to pursue, you might say to yourself, well, I'll do it next week. I'll do it next month. I don't have time right now. I'll just do it another time. And you do this over and over and over. And next thing you do, you look up and it's been a year, it's been 2 years, it's been 5 years. And that idea or that thing that you wanted to do, that job that you wanted, or that new business idea that you wanted to start, all this time has passed because you kept procrastinating and you kept pushing it off. I can talk about this because this has been me. I've been there. I've had things I wanted to do, and I just assumed that I had tomorrow. I've had conversations that I should have had with somebody, and I just assumed I had tomorrow. I just spoke to James a few months ago, back in October. We had a football game. My alma mater, FAMU, was playing Texas Southern in Houston. I reached out to him. We were texting back and forth, and we didn't get to connect. We didn't get to actually see each other and hang out. And I'll be honest, I just assumed, oh, well, the next time I'm in Houston, I'm going to reach out to James and we can hang out. We can kick it, right? And that's not going to happen. Things like that really haunt me. Missed opportunities with people. You know, when I think about James, just a very pure soul, a very cool guy, like, I don't ever remember seeing him upset. I don't ever really remember seeing him worked up, upset, anything like that. Like, just a cool, laid-back kind of guy, loved to laugh, loved being around. Now, his personality was a lot more on the extroverted side, I would say, because he was typically around people. He was more in the like kind of party promotion space for a while. And I was in that space when I was younger, too, when I was in my introvert, trying to act extroverted phase. But just a genuine, cool guy, good energy. Never remember any anger or any negativity around him at all. So I just hope if you're listening to this, and you have something that you're pushing off, or maybe you have someone that you need to reach out to. Maybe there's somebody that you all might have had an issue, or somebody that you've never had an issue with, but something is keeping you from reaching out. Sometimes as introverts, we can get into our box where we don't necessarily feel like talking to anybody, and we want to have our time alone and be to ourselves, which is cool. But then sometimes there are those people that really get us, the people that we do have a relationship with, and maybe something is keeping us from reaching out to that person. I've got to do better with that. I've got to do better. And I hope that as you listen, if you think of someone that you should reach out to, I hope that you do it today. Let this be a reminder that we may not have tomorrow. Let this be a reminder that tomorrow's not promised. So whether it is talking to a loved one, whether it is pursuing a goal in your career or in a business, whatever it is, let this be a reminder to not overthink about tomorrow, to not overthink about so many things. Because at the end of the day, all of these scenarios we make up and all of these things that we think are going to happen or think are going to play out, most of the time, it doesn't play out that way. And a lot of times it doesn't even matter. There's just so much in this world that is bigger than a lot of what we worry about. So I know I went a different direction with this episode. I'm still processing a lot of things right now, to be honest. I didn't know if I was really going to record this week because I just got a lot on my mind with his passing, thinking about his family, thinking about him, and the good memories. I mean, that's what you try to remember, you know, you try to think about that, but ultimately death is never an easy thing, especially when it's somebody that, you know, you got a relationship with and care about. So I just want you all to not procrastinate. Not just assume that things will always be the way you plan for them to be. And not think that things will always play out to your perfect plan, because they won't. They just won't always. So I hope that everybody is able to pursue your next level, whatever that is. That's not just career and business. That's in our personal relationships. That's in our mental state and in our emotional state and our spiritual well-being as well. Pursuing your next level and not assuming that tomorrow is promised. Getting better every single day, making the most of every single day, right? That's what I want for everyone that listens to this episode, all right? So again, I know we went a little different direction. I appreciate everybody being patient with me during this time. And yeah, if there's ever anything that I can do, if you're a fellow introvert listening to this and maybe you've struggled with procrastination in the past or struggled with your overthinking, or you know, something in your mind is keeping you from doing certain things or reaching out to certain people that you should, you know, shoot me an email. Let me know any way that I can help you or provide any tips. You can always reach out to me at info@terrencelee.com for any help. All right. So with that said, I hope that you enjoyed the episode, and I hope you're able to take something away from this that's actionable. And maybe you'll reach out to that person you need to reach out to, or maybe you'll pursue that thing and not overthink it. You'll just go out and do it. Take imperfect action and go after that thing that you want. I hope that I've inspired you to do that today. All right. So as always, remember, there's only one you and there's only one life. So make it count. God bless.